The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
The Government of Jamaica Adaptation Fund program, implemented in 2013, is significantly helping to build the country's resilience to climate change. The $10 million US program being implemented by the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has three components. 1. Protecting livelihoods and food security in communities that are more at risk to the impact of climate change. 2. Strengthening coastal protection. And 3. Building institutional and local capacity for climate change adaptation. Deputy Director General of the PIOJ, Claire Bernard, says the program has been helping local communities and institutions to adapt to changes in climate.
When we did a climate change knowledge and attitude and practice survey, we found that whereas over 80% of the Jamaican population reported being aware of climate change and its impact, most persons felt that they had no part to play in adapting to climate change, that it in fact is really the government's business.
An important element of the program, therefore, is the focus on building personal responsibility towards climate change adaptation. As part of the program, selected vulnerable communities in Westmoreland and Hanover have been engaged in basic disaster risk management, hurricane safety, and climate change adaptation. Another important area of training is in fire management.
Fire is not unrelated to climate change in the sense that we have been recording an increase in the incidence of bushfire and those kinds of issues, of course, relating to droughts and so on. I know we have already done some asset mapping in Negril because one of the important objectives in terms of resilience building is to understand the assets and the value of the asset exposed. And a 2009 study done indicated that Jamaica has roughly $18 billion worth of assets exposed. And we wanted to see what was the level of assets exposed in the Negril area.
This will see the development of a tool that will be used to identify, showcase, and disseminate important information relating to the coastal areas most at risk from storm surges and intense wave action in Negril. Phase 2 of the Pilot Program for Climate Change, PPCR2, continues this year and will continue over a 4-to-5-year period with a total allocation of US$18.7 million. With changes in rainfall leading to extended seasons of dry spell, a number of irrigation schemes have been put in place to ensure that farmers are no longer primarily dependent on rain-fed agriculture.
The project has assisted farmers so far, and you know that roughly 20% of the labor force works in the agriculture sector, and the sector contributes a little under 6% of GDP, and of course it feeds us, so it has tremendous impact. So I think that this program will help in significantly reducing the kinds of impact that we have both from drought and from flood related issues.
Deputy Director General of the PIOJ, Claire Bernard. Some of the other achievements to date include 1. Development of climate scenarios for Jamaica. This involves projecting what is likely to happen due to the expected impacts of climate change. This will help the various sectors to better plan and prepare for the impacts of climate change. 2. Training of a number of public sector, non-governmental organizations, and community representatives in planning for the impacts of climate change. And 3. Procurement of equipment and supplies necessary to accurately record weather data that will assist in understanding the changes in weather. The project will also help in building the capacity of the Meteorological Service. Targets anticipated for 2015-2016 include establishment of a project management unit, commencement of the process to procure radar equipment, vulnerability assessments of a number of sectors including the health sector, and public awareness and communication activities.
Join us again next week on Climate Change Jamaica's Story as we look at the impacts of climate change on cities and human settlements and adaptation strategies.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.